After heavy snowfall this winter, mountain snowpack is above average around most of Wyoming. Communities near the Bighorn, Wind River, and Gros Ventre mountain ranges have already seen flooding in 2017, and with temperatures continuing to rise, more flooding could be in store. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard spoke with Diana Herrera, FEMA's Senior Flood Insurance Specialist for Region 8, which encompasses the Rocky Mountain West, about how to prepare for potential flooding.
The snowpack is very, very high. And depending on how that snowpack comes down, whether or not it causes flooding. We have already seen flooding in Lander, in Warland, in Fremont. It's already happened. So what we want to do is make sure that everybody is prepared. What can you do to lessen the risk for flooding? There's a number of mitigation opportunities. You can use sandbags. You can make yourself a temporary levee with visqueen and plywood and sand and to help give you a little barrier around the house. So there are a number of opportunities that you can use in order to reduce the risk for flooding. Right now, we just don't know what it's going to do. It seems to have lessened a little bit as some of it has already come down, but there's still a lot of snow up there and still a lot to come down out of the mountains, into the rivers, into the streams, and yes, it could cause flooding. So we want to be sure that people are aware of what their risk is. Regardless of the flood zone, they're at a risk for flooding. We want to be sure that they take protective measures. If you've got a basement and you see the water coming down, get that stuff out of the basement. Buy flood insurance. There's also a 30-day wait period in order to buy flood insurance. So if you see the water coming down the creek, you're too late. So talk to your insurance agent, get a quote, get your policy in place before the rest of that snowpack comes down. Regardless of the flood zone, you never know when something's going to happen. I hear all the time, well, it hasn't flooded in, since 1972, or it hasn't flooded since my granddaddy was a baby. Well, you're due. So the 100-year floodplain, which is a term that we don't like using because it thinks, well, it's only going to happen once every 100 years. But it can happen 1% in any given year to a certain flood height. But we have floods of lower flood heights all the time. Everywhere. Water main breaks. Water runs down the street, gets into a structure. That's a flood. People don't think about that.
Why don't other forms of home insurance, why don't they cover flooding? Why does that have to be something that's separate?
That's an excellent question. The risk is too high for them. If you're in a special flood hazard area and you've got a mortgage, you're 26% chance of flooding during that 30-year mortgage. So, insurance companies are out there to try and go as long as they can without having to pay a claim. They build up their money, they build up their reserves. When it comes to flooding, because it happens so often, it happens so deep, it's too much of a risk for them. You have a 4% fire, you have a 9 to 11% for a flood on an average policy. And they just don't want that risk.
Are a lot of people surprised to find out that they aren't covered for flooding?
You'd be surprised. I wish I had a dollar every time somebody says, I thought my homeowner's policy covered flood. Two thoughts on that. The agent's not doing their job, or they didn't read their policy.
How can you assess the flood risk for your house or your property?
FEMA's charged by Congress to map flood risks. And we've been doing that since we started in 1968. We've been a little more diligent in updating our flood maps since 1994, the Midwest floods. We've gotten more funding from Congress to do that. So we're charged with updating the maps and mapping the flood risk. When we give that risk to the community who has the authority to enforce what's on that map through their ordinance, through their land use requirements, that then is left up to the community to tell people what their risk is. But they can go to any of our websites. They can go to FEMA.gov. They can go to our mapping website, msc.fema.gov. Key in your address and your flood risk is going to come up. But regardless whether you're in a high risk, a low risk, or moderate risk flood zone, everybody's subject to flooding. It's just the depth of water. But it only takes a little bit of water to financially, emotionally, physically affect a property owner. You know, 6 inches of water could be $18,000 worth of damage. If you don't have flood insurance, you're going to have to use your savings. You're going to have to borrow the money to repair the damage.
Are there any resources online, anywhere that people should be aware of looking at this flood season coming up?
We have lots of websites. We've got ready.gov, which is our FEMA general preparedness site. We have FEMA.gov. You can go in and key in cost of flood insurance. You can key in how do I look at a map. You can also go down to your local community official that issues permits, and they can also answer questions, show you what the map looks like, pinpoint structures, help you with it. But first and foremost, go to your insurance agent. You know, let them find out what flood zone you're in. Let them talk to you about the risk. Let them tell you what the cost of the flood insurance. There may be some documentation that needs to be obtained. If it's in a special flood hazard area, you may need to get an elevation certificate from a land surveyor because our rates may be based on that.
Diana Herrera is FEMA's Region 8 Senior Flood Insurance Specialist. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.